Class 5, Subject, English Literature, Topic, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Part 2. Children, I am sure you cannot wait to move on to the second part of this extraordinary story written by Roald Dahl. Mr. Wonka, the owner of the chocolate factory, along with the 5 lucky winners, which included Charlie and Grandpa Joe, were about to enter the chocolate room, which was the most important room within the factory. Mr. Wonka opened the door and the children rushed into the chocolate room. An amazing sight greeted their eyes. They looked down upon a lovely valley. They saw green meadows or fields on either side of the valley, and along the bottom of it flowed a brown river, which was made of hot melted chocolate of the finest quality. The beautiful valley was covered with graceful trees, bushes, and flowers. There were trees like willows and alders, and clumps of rhododendrons which grew along the river banks. It was truly a wonderful sight which left the children speechless, dumbfounded, and dazzled. Then Mr. Wonka showed them the trees and bushes which were made of mint toffee. The grass was made of soft vanilla and peppermint sugar. He made them taste the grass which he had named Swadge. It was so tasty that even Grandpa Joe said that he would get down on all fours, meaning bend down like a cow and eat every single blade of grass. Children, after this, Mr. Wonka continued to surprise them by taking them on a boat ride on the great warm chocolate river. Again, this was not an ordinary boat. It was a pink boat with stripes all over it. He had hollowed an enormous boiled sweet, that is to say, made a boat out of a huge toffee. Can you imagine? Charlie held on tightly to his grandpa's bony old hand and wondered whether he was dreaming. Once they were afloat, Mr. Wonka fetched a large blue mug from the bottom of his boat and dipped it directly into the river and filled it with chocolate. He gave this delicious chocolate to little Charlie to drink as he looked starved. While serving the hot chocolate to Charlie and Grandpa Joe, Mr. Wonka cleverly observed that they both looked hungry and underfed. He asked Grandpa Joe whether they had anything to eat at home. Grandpa Joe quietly answered that they did not. This chapter comes to an end here, with both Charlie and Grandpa Joe enjoying the hot chocolate drink. But this is not the end of the story, which I am sure by now most of you will be hungry to read till the end. Thank you.